Coming off an Independence Day weekend, hopefully everyone enjoyed and had a chance to do whatever celebrations or activities you may have been doing. And, of course, it was a weekend that did not include the fireworks celebrations that the communities host, but based on the noise and some of the lights in the sky I was seeing on Saturday evening between 10 and 11 o'clock.
All those home fireworks shows, eh?
Hopefully people were accessing the soundtrack that we provided for their fireworks displays. But yeah, it. Although I got to say, though, it was before 10 o'clock, there was a few, but not a lot. From 10 to 11, it really, I mean, it's as noisy as I can ever remember it.
Right.
But after 11, it really kind of trended down. And I thought it was going to be going on until like midnight or 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I agree. I noticed the same thing. It was relatively early this year that they let up.
Yeah. And last night, which would have been another acceptable night because July 4th fell on a Saturday, where you could have legally done some more fireworks. I didn't detect a lot last night. There were a few, but...
A few.
Not nearly as it had been before.
No, Friday and Saturday were the big ones, yeah.
Did the dogs survive Pat Johnston?
Barely. Yeah, the old dog, he really hates that. I tell you what, that's a tough holiday for people with dogs, especially dogs that are real sensitive to loud sounds.
Yeah, really fortunate tough. Where, you know, my dog will just kind of find a place to lay down behind the couch or something. And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, of course, even beyond pets, we know that we hear stories about veterans that sometimes have problems on these days. And with more people doing their home fireworks, you wonder if that was more of a problem. Haven't heard. I don't know if there have been any reports, but.
Yeah. Now, there were fireworks going on in the northern cities. Is that correct?
Alpena had a big show, from what I heard, and some other locations.
Yeah, if there were any that were in the southern sections of the state, I'm not aware of.
No, I think they had one in Escanaba on Friday. There are different places that had them, but not much down here.
No, not at all.
Not after they got that warning letter from the Attorney General's office.
They were paying attention to some communities that were thinking they were going to do something and then didn't.
I have to tell you, though, it's true. I think everybody, they were lighting their fireworks, but by about 11:30, 11:45, things quieted down around my neighborhood. So
maybe they were blasting them all off. And I thought another reason that they might have gone later because it was a Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's one of the key reasons. Normally, they're at a fireworks show until 11 or later, and by the time they get home, then they've got their own, and they set them off, and it's later.
Yeah.
But in this case, there's no fireworks show, so they set them off earlier.
Yeah.
There you go.
See? I have to agree with that.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Never even thought
good
about
assessment.
That. Okay. That's why Dave sits in the newsroom, and I sit here. That's a good observation. Another thing I observed over the weekend, well, among the three of us, since you do take care of your lawn, Dave, I don't know, maybe you had to mow, but...
And my wife takes care of our lawn.
Okay.
Let's get that clear. She's does it very well and keeps it very green.
I could tell by just driving in, we're usually on a Monday, which is in my area, the pickup day. I maybe saw one or two of the lawn bags where you usually see most houses having, those who aren't mulching or anything.
Well, what I'm hearing is my son lives in Saginaw Township, and he mowed, and much of the lawn really hadn't grown much except where you're in the shade. If the lawn was in the shade where it didn't catch as much heat and sunlight, it actually grew and needed cutting. But otherwise, it wasn't nearly as bad to mow.
Yeah, I'm thinking I can get by the next couple of weeks without having to to push that mower around.
I may have to cut weeds. I think that's
they grow anytime, anywhere, and higher than everything else.
Well, even in my shaded areas, it still isn't growing much again.
Because it
helps if you water. And my apologies to my lawn, but I'm just not doing that. I'm looking for nature's water.
That's right.
At some point. Although I did give the dog a bath, and so there's some water on the grass that way.
Oh, all right.
Nearly enough that's going to grow anything. So, Also engaged in another little activity. It was hot. You didn't want to do too much activity outside, you know. But had a couple little indoor projects. And so I have a light at the bottom of my stairs going to the basement, which hasn't worked for a long time. It was an old fluorescent light. I don't know how. I think the ballast probably went out. That's what happened. I changed the bulb, nothing. So, okay, big deal. So I'll get. And these days, you know, the LEDs that they have now, which are much brighter, they, you know, burn longer and everything else. Oh, God, oh, yeah. Replace it. It's great. You know, this will be an easy switch out. Well, it was a smaller fixture, so I'm thinking, well, okay, you know, hooking the wires is not going to be a problem, but I'm probably going to drill some new holes to hang the fixture here because it's a smaller fixture. Then nothing's going to line up. And lo and behold, it lined up.
Oh, the
holes from the bigger fixture, there were still on the back, there were still some options. It's like, wow, this is cool. The only thing I needed, though, was a larger head screwdriver. No big deal. So, of course, you turn the breaker off to make sure that you're safely.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're attaching those wires,
which is fine.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, just like in some kind of weird comedy, after I turn the breaker off, I realize I need the screwdriver
that's in the basement.
So I go there and, of course, go into the workshop and try and turn the light on. Of course, the breaker is off. So I'm like, oh, my light's not working. What the heck? Oh. I felt like I was in some comedy. It's like, wait a second. I just turned the light off. And it's like he did the double take. It's like, why am I light? Oh, yeah. Fortunately, nobody's around to witness this. So, although then, feeling very ambitious, there was an outlet I had to replace. I thought, well, as long as taking care of things, well, you know, this again is an easy change out. One outlet for the other. Just, you know, flip some wires off. Turn off the power, make sure the outlet's not. Although this is one of those, you know, an outlet and going to the box, and there are certain breakers in the box I know because I had to investigate when I first moved into the home. Yeah. Others I haven't touched. Uh-oh. Which breaker is it?
Okay.
All right, let's plug something in here and see when it goes off. Click, 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 click. Oh, bingo. Got it. Okay, sure? Yeah, well, fine. You know, I was testing it with my wife. We were having a good time and going back and forth. And then I did something and had to turn it back on just to make sure that I had wanted to double check something and forgot to turn it back off. So when I pulled the outlet out, of course, to change it, discovered, hello.
Old Sparky, huh?
Oh, man. I was like, well, okay. It was like homeowner 101 I was doing here. Fortunately, it was no big deal, but it's like, man, you know, I'd forgotten just what kind of little buzz you can get off those little things there.
Yeah.
You know, it's nothing to make this hair stand on end or anything like that, but to wake you up if you weren't awake.
Well, I give you high marks for doing it because I don't have the patience for that kind of stuff, Charlie, so good job.
Oh, well.
Good job.
It's fun to do. Mm-hmm. And again, if it's an easy switch.
If you say so.
You know, just, you know, one wire here, one wire there, that's not a big deal.
True.
We can do that.
You know, and sometimes for those of us who are mechanically impaired like myself, YouTube videos always help.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They do. Have you tried that?
Oh, yeah.
You just go on there? Yeah.
I've talked to a lot of people who have discovered that through YouTube videos, mm-hmm. which as much as I appreciate written instructions, sometimes having that video accompaniment.
Correct.
You know, a lot of times, too, it's people, not just people who are putting them up, but a lot of these companies.
Yes.
You can visit and have produced their own home videos to go mm-hmm. along with their instructions. Mm-hmm. Like, well, that's very nice, mm-hmm. very helpful.
Right.
I've got to say, the videos are great. And before that, we had Homeowners for Dummies books. And everything else for dummies that you could buy.
Well, apparently I needed the remember to turn off power dummies book yesterday.